I remember Greg Cifori. He's the guy who told Oregonians in 2000 that the difference between Al Gore and George Bush on the environment is that Gore sheds a tear when a tree falls. Oh, really? Nader's man also questioned that Bush wanted to pack the federal courts with anti-abortion judges. The women of America would not permit such a thing, he declared. Wrong again. Bush is bent on picking jurists only from the far right for lifetime federal judgeships. The strategy is to create a reactionary and anti-choice judiciary that will strike down progressive laws and rights long after George Bush leaves the White House. Why, Bush just bypassed Congress and gave recess appointments to two judges that Congress opposes, one of whom is not only anti-choice, but also lenient on racial cross-burnings. None of this seems to register on Greg Cifori, or, more importantly, Nader, who is running even though he could again be the spoiler who gives Bush the presidency. There are those who dispute that Nader gave the election to Bush in 2000, but I'm sorry, that argument just doesn't fly. It assumes that not even 500 of Nader's 5,000 voters in Florida would have voted for Gore, if for no other reason than to stop Bush. This time, Nader is unlikely to pull anywhere close to the votes he did in 2000, but the upcoming election between the Democratic and Republican nominees may be even closer than in 2000, so that even a smaller Nader vote could give Bush 4 more years to outsource jobs overseas, restrain personal freedoms, start wars, and cut, dig, and drill the environment. Nader can't say that if he fails to run, his ideas would go unexpressed. Dennis Kucinich and Howard Dean both pushed Nader-esque themes throughout the primaries. And now Dean, the 2004 version of Nader, is backing John Kerry, the presumptive Democratic nominee, after making Kerry a far more effective candidate. So what does Nader think he's accomplishing by running again? Nader's man Greg Cifori had an answer in his essay in The Oregonian. Without a candidacy, Cifori said, Nader has no forum. Excuse me? Nader's the man who took on General Motors as a private citizen and won. Without his high-visibility personal advocacy, there likely would have been no Consumer Product Safety Commission or an Occupational Health and Safety Administration. Nader needed no presidential candidacy to accomplish that legacy. But as Hendrik Hertzberg recently wrote in The New Yorker, the legacy of Nader's 2004 campaign could be not only 8 plutocratic years of George Bush, but the destruction of Nader's life work at the hands of Bush appointees who are out to enfeeble the agencies and programs Nader inspired. This is Les O'Coin.